that Amar Rav Ashi says like this, Ava Pircha on Yikal B'chayma. And he says, Mishum Diikul Meim, I could say like this, that Mikorra Dedina, at the beginning of your Kal B'chayma, Pircha, I have a question on it, that it's not a good limud. That's why I need a posik. Because I can tell you like this, Ma la Bal Mum, you know why Bal Mum is special? Shekei Mum and Nikar. I tell you, everybody could see that the animal has a mum. That's something that's mias. But since it's mias, that's why it's possible for carbon. But to Yama Barabeya Vanivra, where just the animal live with a man, there Shein Mum and Nikar. After the person lived with the animal, you can't tell the animal doesn't look different. So maybe it's not so mias. So therefore, Hoyo Vien Mum and Nikar, since you can't tell on the animal itself that anything happened to it, he had Kosh Legabi Mizbeach. Therefore, I would say, maybe it is Kosh Legabi Mizbeach. Talmud Lema, that's why it's good. Well, I need a pasuk to teach me min ha-behema, that only some animals could be brought for korban, but not all of them. And that's a svar lehoitzi roveya v'nirva. It comes to exclude a roveya v'nirva. Yeah, we'll soon see later why we say dafka this psul from the word behema. Now the next pasuk says min ha-boker. Again, mashma from, but not all. So it's also coming to make a miyat. So what's the miyat? Lehoitzi esanevad. That if a person worshipped the animal, Hashem avoid the Zara, even though the loch is the animal does not become Asa Bano, or Baal Chai, an animal does not become Asa Bano, but since a person worshipped it, so it becomes Pasal Ligvoy, you can't use it for carbon. So that's this Gzeasakosev. Min Habakar. Now the Gemara asks the question, what do you need the Pasik for? Really, if Allah didn't, it should be a Svara Kavachayma. Or Ma Esnan, or Mechir, Madach in a case where you give an animal for the pay to a Zaina. Or else you exchange a dog for an animal, then we say that animal is possible for carbon. In such a case, shesupiyin mutarin. Let's say there's jewelry on the animal itself. So that's muta. That does not become asabano. It's only yosa, the animal itself, that he gave to the zayna, not the tzipo, not the jewelry on it. Still, we say what? Hein asurin. That they're also for a carbon. If so, nevad. In the case where somebody worships the animal, shetzipuyil osa, that when you worship the animal, even if the animal itself, the bachai, does not become osa bano, but the jewelry around it does become osa bano. Isn't it for to say, shu osa, that it should be osa for korban? So, Mila, I do not need the posik minabok, I should know minasvara. That's one way to say. Or the Gemara says, no, maybe no. Maybe without a posik, I would have thought to say, oy chilif, change around and say like this. Or ma esna no mocher, ma dech would pay for a zayna, or you exchange for a dog. Sheina surin, they themselves are also tzipiya yimutorim, the jewelry on the animal is mutabanom. And so maybe never should be the same way also. I should say, shemutar, if without a posse, you're telling me now if you worship the animal, it's still mutar for korban. And so maybe make a kabuchem now like this to say, ye tzipa mutar, that when you worship the animal, even though it has jewelry, things on it, they still remain mutabanom. The Gemara says, no, that you can't say. Because in Cain, if so, be talt, you're taking away the posik. That is often a posik that says, be talt, the loisach moid kesev izov aleim, v'lakach to lecho. That the posik is clearly, loisach means when you don't take the gold and silver, that's on top of them. Mashma, when you worship the avoy de Zora, so the gold and silver on it also becomes also bano. So, meaning that you have to say. So therefore, once you have to say this, the Chur is back to Kasha, the Kavachim to say that Nevat should be Yosel Ligvoya. So what do I need a Pasuk for? So Mura says, no, maybe that wouldn't be Kasha. Maybe, Aniya Kemenu Leisach Mekesev Ezov, Bidov Hashem Baruch Ayim. Maybe, no, when the Pasuk says, don't have Anor from the gold and silver of the Avoy Dezora, that means where the Avoy Dezora itself was not a Balchai. Let's say it was a statue. So then since the statue becomes Asa Banor, the tzipoy, the gold and silver also becomes Asa Banor. But maybe I would say, Abba B'dov Hashesh Baruch Hayim. Over here when you worshipped an animal, Hoyu V'hein Mutter, maybe since the animal itself is Mutter Banor, doesn't become Asa, maybe also I would say, Yochol Ye Tzipo Mutter, maybe you would then the tzipoy would also be Mutter Banor, maybe. Talmud Lema, this apostle says, no, Min HaBokar, so that's the Kasha. That really in Svar, maybe I would say that the sipui on the bokor that you worship should be mutabano. So then there's no kal b'chayma. Then I would not know to say that it's also legvoya. Therefore, Tam Lem, the Pasuk has come and teach me, min ha bokor. It tells what, lohitzi yesa nevad. So once they have a pasuk to say that a behemoth that you worshipped is also legvoya, now the Melech know also it's a svara to say that the tzipur, that the gold and silver that was on it, also remains also. So Mara says, let's see. Maskev lo Rav Chananya, he asked a question like this. Taima demiyat kro. Why do I say that Nevar is also legvoya? Because the pasuk says minabokor. Holimiyat kro. The pasuk wouldn't have said that like that. Tzipur muta. I would have thought to say that tzipur is muta. We'll go back to this far before. Like, without the special exercise of custom, I would have thought to say, make the Kabbalah say fakirat, that even the tzipoy, the covering around the animal, is also mutta. For the Gemara, no. I will see this next pasuk that says, the avaratem eshmum. So it means, kolosu lishmum, anything that's made, l'shem avaydazori, should destroy, means also bano. So the next pasuk here, so the extra pasuk would mean, even in the case where you worship an animal, and even though the animal itself does not become Asabano, but the tzipur, the gold and silver on it, should become Asabano. So that's the kash before, then you don't need a posik. Even without a posik, the nevar is also, I would know clearly that the tzipur is Asabano. And once I know the tzipur, the covering around it is Asabano, I should know and swear that the nevar is also Asalagvaya. So back to the question. Somewhere says no. This posik would not, I could say it means something else. I'll answer you like this. Hahu, this pasuk of Avarta Meshimon means like this. It means Lechanus Lem Shem, that when you have a name of an Avodah Zarah, you're supposed to change it and make a bad name out of it. Then make a nickname Lekanai. Who do you ask? Like this. If the name of Avodah Zarah is called Beis Galia, as Karina Noisoi Beis Karia, call it the Beis Karia. Rashi says it means either Beis Akisei, or else it means a Kaloi in a house that we're going to destroy. You're supposed to give it a bad nickname. The name of Avodah Zarah is called Pnei HaMelech. Call it Pnei Kelev, call it the face of a dog. Ayin Kol, if it's called Ayin Kol, the Avodah Zarah, we should call it Ayin Kites, we should call it a thorn. So therefore, this pasuk is not teaching us that the tzipur, the gold and silver on top of the animal will become Asabano. So therefore, it's good, why need the pasuk Min HaBokah to teach me that never is also L'Gvoya. So good, so we have the pasuk that gets the Min HaBehema and the Min HaBokah. Min HaBehem means Lohitzi Roiva V'Nirva, and Min HaBokah means Lohitzi HaNevad. Now the Gemara says, how do you know this? Maybe change it around. For the Gemara V'Yepech, no, why don't I change it around and say, Min HaBehem is Lohitzi HaNevad, or maybe Min HaBokah is Lohitzi Roiva V'Nirva. Like, how do I know which pasuk to use for which one? So the Gemara says, yes, Hostim in Yonah the Cross, in a starful like that, that Behem should mean a Roiva V'Nirva. Well, because Ksiv Gavi Behemoth, the pasuk of Behemoth says, V'yish Kiyite and Shiftuch of Behemoth, Mais Yumas. So by the parsha of Reiva V'nirva, it says Loshen of Behemoth. So the pasuk says here, Mina Behemoth, for Korbin, it means Lohitzi and Nirva V'Reiva. And Gavi Bokor, Ksiv, it says, V'yamir was Kvoidom B'Tavnis Shor, O Eichol Esav. That the pasuk says there that they worshipped Avodah Zarah, it says Loshen of Ashor. Say if it's Mistarva, that's Loshen of a Bokor. So the Torah says, Min HaBokor is Mistarva, that means Lohitzi es HaNevad. That a Nevad is possible for Korban. Now the Gemara goes right when the Pasuk says, Nehefti says, Min HaBehem and Min HaBokor. Now it says, Min HaTzoyin. So what's Min HaTzoyin being Lohitzi? That's Lohitzi es HaMukta. That an animal that was just set aside to worship, even though you didn't worship it yet, that's also possible for Korban. Then it's, the Gemara says now, it says what minatzon, then also says minatzon. It says the vav, so minatzon is also loitzi es hanoigach. That an animal that killed a person. So since it's called the shohaniskol, that's a loch. It's also, but you can't use it for carbon. And the chiddush is not only when two edim saw it, because them shoot it, it's also bano. Even if only one ed saw it, so it's not, you don't have to kill it. Still, it's possible for carbon. Now Amram Shimon says like this. If Nema Raveya Lom Nema Noigach. If I have a posse that said that Raveya is posse for Korban, so why do I need a posse to say Nogeach? I should know in Svara. And the other way, if Yem Nema Noigach, if the posse says that Noigach, where a shore killed an animal, that is posse for Korban, Lom Nema Raveya, what do I need both sicker for? Like, why can't I learn out one from the other? So Mara says, yes. The Vishayesh Nema Raveya Ma'ashain Kain Benogeach. There's something special about the Avera of Raveya that you don't find Benogeach. And yesh, what does that mean? Yesh b'raveya, there's something special about the animal that lives with the person. Sh'raveya oisa oinis kerotzen. Even if the man lived with the animal, the oinis, still the animal is chayiv misa, we kill the animal. Ma'ashenken b'nageach. Ma'ashenken, if an animal kills the man, and the pshat is that people, like, raced on, made the animal meshuga, like for, like, you know, got the animal excited, and that caused him to kill a person, so then we don't have to kill the shor. We dash in a pasuk like that. So Kitzah, when a shor kills the man, it's only kills him under normal circumstances. But if somebody was there, like, making him excited, causing the animal to kill, then we don't kill the shor. So therefore, what have just said, Roiveya, I would not know Nageach. In the opposite way. Yesh bin Nageach, there's something special about when the shor kills somebody. Shenageach mishalom as a kofer. When your shor kills somebody, not only do we kill the shor, but the owner of the shor has to pay kofer. So see, the Torah was very machmir here. So maybe that's why the shor is also for korban. Ma'ashen came by Roiveya. Mashenka, where a person lives with the animal, we just killed the person, but there's no din kaifer. So maybe there the Torah does not say it's also for korban. So therefore, hutzrach lemer roveya, hutzrach lemer negev. Therefore, we need both sukkim. So that's how we know all these drushes from these three words, minabema, minaboker, or minatzayin. Now the Gemara says, for Yehai Tana, there's another Tana that might say lemihoch. He learns out these drushes from a different posik. The Tani would learn like this. Ha roiva vi ha nirva, heim. What do they have a look like? Iheim kekodshim shekoda mum oiver lagdeshim, where there was a mum oiver before you makdash it, that the kedusha is chal, but a tzricha mum kavua leftois aleim, you can't use it till a mum kavua comes upon him. In other words, this rave of an irva, that you could be makdash them, but they're not fit for korban, fakrova. You have to wait till they become a bal mum and be part of them. Shenem, because the pasuk says, ki mashchisem bohem mumbom. Says the pasha of a mum by a korban, it says lashno kimashchisen, it's destroyed. So now like this, my Talmud, how do we know from this pasuk a roveya v'nir v'also? Is chasura mechso, something is missing here, v'okaton, this is where it should be, v'okaton. Minayin, how do I know to say, shein asurin, how do I know to say that an animal, that's a roveya v'nir v'o, it's also for korban, Talmud, the pasuk says, kimashchisen bohem mumbom. Says Loshno Mashchoso Mashchise means a Roveya v'nirva. The Torah says that the same halacha like a mum is not fit for a krova for korban. How do we know that? Because for Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, that Komokim Shenemar Hashchoyev, the pasuk says Hashchoso, like here it says ki Mashchosam, Einu Elo Dvar Aveira Vavros Chachovim. It means either the chet of both. It means the chet of Avoy Dezara and the chet of Erev Aroyis. Dvar Erev. How do we know what it means to say Aroyis Erev, like here living with an animal? You'll see the pasuk says ki ishkes kol basar, and there it means they had znus. Avores kachovim. How do we know the chesiv? It says pentashchisim vesisim lachem pesel tumunas kol semel. So it says loshna vashchosa pentashchisim peyavoy dezara. Therefore, the pasuk says ki mashchosa means if you have an animal that either did znus, live with a person, or else they worship before avoy dezara, nogeit to kabonis, it's called like a mum. That means kol shamum poisobem, anything that a mum passels, like a mum passels for a korban, is dvar erva v'avos kachovim poisobem. Who would then, if with this animal that was done a dvar erva or a dvar avoid zara, so the animal is poso for a korban. That's how this Tana learns it. So where's the question now? For Tana the Berav Yishmoel, min ha-boker, min ha-soin, min ha-behemo, min ha-boker, min ha-soin, my dorish bu. Like, he dashes from this drasha here, that the apostle for korban. So what does he do with the first pasuk of midashim? Mina behema, mina bok. What does he do with it? So Moses says, yes, mibuli. He needs it like this. Prat lechoylo, zokein umezua. If you have an animal that's sick, or an animal that's very old, or mezuma, it smells and stinks, that these animals are not fit for korban. So that's what he does with mina bok, or mina tsoin, mina behema. For the more v'tanakama, not like Rabbi Shmuel. We use the first drasha to teach us not a roveya v'nirva, and not a neva, not a muksa. So liafkinu lahani kroy the roveya v'nirva. They use the first psukim for roveya v'nirva. If so, how do they know choyl if the animal is old, is sick, or zokin very old, or mezum it smells? How do we know that you can't use it for kminole? How do we know you can't use it for korban? So it says nafli. I learned from another drasha. It says minatzoyna minakvosa minizim. Another pasuk again. It says an extra word minatzoyna minakvosa minizim. As it says this extra parasha here, that comes lafuka these things. For the more tana verbi Shmuel, he also know orcha dekrol dishtuyoch. He also know there's no drasha from the word or minatzoyn. Or minatzoyn tag is a normal word to talk. It's not extra. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Yes, again, so more or less cash was again they couldn't turn the very Shmuel. So he learns off and now psukim first, the first psukim, min abokim, min atzoin, to a mayit, this is choyla v'zokin v'zualam. So when the second pasuk says here now, again, min atzoin, min akosim, min izim, what is the dashim for this last pasuk here? So we're into the one where Mishmol holds, uchor de kroli shtu yochi. He does not make the drosha for min atzoin. We don't just say min atzoin is only some and not all of them. He says, no, that's a normal way to talk. Min atzoin is the way you talk about atzoin, there's no miyat. So the question is then, if that's not a miyat, so why from the first psukim do we make a miyat? How do we make a miyat from the first psukim of the min habehema? In Vayikra Aleph, how do we make a miyat from over there? So the Gros says, the pshat is like this, that psukim over there, of a min habehema, says, kula miyusar. There, the whole psukim is extra. But since the whole psukim is extra, then about the Vidash to say, min atzayin means only some and not all. Min habaka means some and not all. But over here, where the pasuk is not extra, then just from the word min hatzoin, that's not a drush according to the Rebbe Shmuel. He holds that's urchei, that's normal way of talking. Now the Mishnah says, "Ezeil muks." So what's called the muks of eschachovim? So it was set aside. So Mor says, "Amar Ashloka." Ashloka says, "Ein iser el muksa l'sheva shonim." The animal only becomes also for a korban if at the beginning you set it aside for 7 years. And you had that, like after the 7 years, then you plan to worship it for carbon, bring it for carbon. So now, at the beginning, that's called the muksa. What's the raya? Shneem, the posik says, V'hi balayla, who was at that night, the posik in Shaiftim, tossed by Gidoin over there, that Hashem said to him, V'yem le Hashem, kach es par hashor, take the par of your father, Hashel Yavicho, but par hashor, and the second one, Sheva Shonim, that was there 7 years. So the Chur Yisiv was a derer for them, like to have the animal for 7 years, like to fatten it, and then they had that to bring it for Avodah Zarah. So where's the question? For also Muksa B'Luchur Hevei, never Nami Hevei. Was it only Muksa over there? Then the Chur was never, they even worshipped it for Avodah Zarah. But there by Gidon, his father had a Baal. His father worshipped it over there. So Morris says, Oma Ravachor Bar Yaakov, Muksa Le'evoid, they set it aside to worship it, but the mindset they never worshipped it. Rashi says, Upar ben Sheva Shonim, Shepetmul Sheva Shonim, Almahochi Urchai Lemevit. You see, that's the normal thing that you first worship it after it was fattened for 7 years. So the question is, over there it wasn't just on set aside, they even worshipped it before. The Loyadinim, if Rashi doesn't know sure where, they are called Potom Chorot's Mashma that they worshipped it before. So maybe it's not time to pshat, you have to fatten it first for 7 years, but they worship it right away. So where's the Zainachanami? So first of all, it says no. Omer Avacha by Yaakov, Muksa Levet Vloyevdu. No, the case there was, it was known that they did not worship it. They just had it set aside, he was fattening it for 7 years, and after the 7 years, then he had to enter bring it for a korban to worship it. So you see, a Muksa means the derech was, first they set it aside for 7 years, and then they would bring it. The other one says, Ravama Lielam of Du. Rav says, no, really the attacker they worshipped it. Rashi says Mahu, from that case they're like Gemir Midi, you cannot have anything over there. Not the loch of Muksa and not the loch of Nevad. Because there was a Kiddushu. Kid Rababa Bakana. Tiyom Rabada Bakana. Shmoinid Dvor Metilu Biasalila. That like Hashem told Gidim, take that power and bring it for Korban. There were 8 Kiddushim that you let her bring that Korban. First of all was Chutz. It was like a Shute Chutz. Rashi says, Shchut Echut, they shechted outside the base of Midish. For Laila was at night time, and the Korban is possible at Laila. For Zaras, Gidon wasn't the Kohen, and he brought his Korban.